Some genetically engineered super strong mice from Connecticut are headed to space. They'll take part in a study of a new therapy to prevent muscle loss. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Se-Jin Lee is a researcher at the University of Connecticut. He says it all started 20 years ago.
We discovered a gene that we call myostatin. The gene encodes a protein that signals to muscle cells and regulates their growth.
So he and his team genetically engineered mice without myostatin.
And then those mice, the muscles grew to twice the normal size.
Scientists want to find out if they could use gene therapy to increase muscle mass. This would be great for people who suffer from conditions like muscular dystrophy. The mice will spend about a month on the International Space Station.
And the question there is, how effective will this be in space? Our hope is that it will at least somewhat mitigate the muscle loss and bone loss that occurs in space.
Lee's wife, Emily Germain Lee, is a fellow researcher on the project. She says these mice could be little heroes for people with both muscle loss and bone loss.
I see a lot of children who have really severe bone disease. It gives me incredible hope that maybe we can tackle both at the same time and allow these patients to resume just the activities of normal daily living.
40 mice are set to head to space on December 4th aboard the SpaceX-19 rocket. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.